Apple.com.
Tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. They're saying that weight loss surgery now can boost testosterone. Now, keep in mind that when you just drop the weight and you start losing the belly fat, guys, that it will increase your testosterone levels just by doing that. But the weight loss surgery does it kind of in the same way. So hot topic, a lot of people are talking about it, so let's get into it. For morbidly obese men, obviously sex hormones have been increasing, they say, after any type of weight loss type surgery, which is growing leaps and bounds, of course, with the obesity rates going up as they are, and just the actual just being overweight is going up as well. So, I said in a single center study, men with a median body mass index of about 43 who underwent bariatric surgery had a significant increase in the majority of sex hormones, including total testosterone and the sex hormone binding globulin, at 6 months and 1 year post-surgery, according to Dr. Mancini, MD, who is in charge at the university in Florence, Italy. They did a study, and all levels of testosterone and the sexual binding protein were significantly higher than expected. And also, obesity in men is associated with the reduced levels of testosterone and the binding protein, but relationship between sex hormones and weight loss is less clear. But they said now, which is interesting, they said in a cross-sectional study, they found that total testosterone levels, free testosterone levels as well, both increased. And in the longitudinal study they did in this, at this Italian hospital, the BMI and hormone levels were assessed at about 6 months and a year. And in this, the free testosterone, FSH and LH, which has to do with growth hormone levels as well, increased, while the heavier patients had higher levels of estradiol. See, that's the big deal. The deal is when you have higher levels of estradiol, which you should always have your blood test done with your physician to check the estradiol levels, because if your estrogen levels are high, now your testosterone levels can be high with high estrogen, but the higher your estrogen levels are, the more body fat you're going to carry, especially in the midsection, guys. So it comes down to estrogen management, which is a big, big deal. So in this longitudinal study in the morbidly obese patients, the median weight loss from baseline was 24% at 6 months and 27% at 1 year. But interestingly enough, they found that the testosterone levels changed drastically. So considering that blood glucose had been demonstrated to affect testosterone levels in a positive way by stabilizing blood sugar, we found this to be interesting, they said. And, of course, they concluded that the effects of weight loss induced by the bariatric surgery on sex hormones is different from those predicted on the basis of extra fat or fat cells. They said the data is still preliminary, blah, 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 because, I mean, bottom line is that they've only done one study. And they've got to do more to conclude that, you know, with all the double blinds, that it's actually official. However, it's good information. And the reality is, the bottom line is this, when you lose weight, your sex hormones, your testosterone begins to increase, and obviously your estrogen levels begin to go down. And that's key. It's a real key when you're looking at balancing hormones. And that's, it's such a hot topic right now. When you gain extra weight, when you carry the extra weight, your testosterone naturally will go down, and your estrogen levels will go up. So you want to make sure that you get those checked. And I recommend getting a blood test with your physician about every 6 months. Get those levels checked. Make sure they're where they need to be. But don't jump into, you know, just jumping right into a hormone replacement therapy. I mean, if you've got low testosterone, please don't jump into taking the patch or the pellet or the injections. There's so many other ways to get your testosterone levels to come up naturally. And once you start on that path, it's very hard to get off that boat just because of the way things are set up. So take that into consideration and make sure you look at all options before you go down that route. And if you need to lose 80 pounds and you're considering surgery, please exhaust all options of busting your butt, literally, and doing the work, the exercise, eating healthy for at least 6 months and see what kind of traction you can get before you jump in. Do the counseling and all that they make you do, but really go that direction, because so many times it's kind of like this. I heard a guy, a really great speaker. He's just passed recently. His name's Jim Rohn. And I'm sure if you've never heard of his name, you should listen to some of his tapes, CDs, read some of his books. But very, very just a powerful speaker and great in personal development. But, you know, what's interesting, his mentor challenged him to become a millionaire. And he said, well, okay, be a millionaire, right? And the interesting thing was, it was become a millionaire or strive to become a millionaire, not for the money that you'll receive when you become one, but for what it will make of you while you're becoming one. So I say that to say this, that, and he said that, you know, he had made $1 million several times, or I guess many times over. And it wasn't the money that he gained that was such the joy and the accomplishment. It was everything he learned in becoming a millionaire. The trials, learning how to manage business, learning how to discipline himself, managing people, learning the skills that it took and discipline that it took to earn and make $1 million a year. And that's true. So think about it like this. Learn what it would take if you're 100 pounds overweight. You have one of two options. Okay? You can go have surgery, which is a substitute for taking the pill. Meaning, you know, if there's a silver bullet pill, give me the pill. I'd rather eat what I want, take the pill, and lose the weight. You could do the surgery, and I'm not knocking if you've had it done. I've had many, many people that I've worked with throughout the years that have had it. So I'm not knocking it. But this is my point. My point is, consider going through 6 months, 8 months with a personal trainer and, you know, eating healthy, exercising, and putting in the kind of the sweat equity and dropping the weight. Now, if you've got some barriers physically that'll keep you from doing that, I understand. But lose the 100 pounds yourself for what it will make of you in the process is where the victory will come. And I really think that for me, when I talk with people and they go through their trials and they're looking to lose the weight, my challenge to them is to lose the weight yourself as best you can, because what it will make of you, the discipline you will learn, the bad habits you will unlearn, and the things you will learn to become a thin person, the barriers you have to break through of emotional eating, which is what the show The Biggest Loser is all about. It's not about watching Jillian yell at people on the treadmill. It's about people coming through breakthroughs in their life, breaking bad habits. It's about the behavioral aspect. And that's what I want to see for anyone struggling with their weight, for what it will make of you. Jim Rohn, look him up. Great, great stuff. But it's true, it applies to any area of life. So when you go to lose the weight, what it will make of you, the habits you'll develop, and the person you'll become is amazing. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. sure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We'll be right back.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you missed some information on the show, check it there. We've got all our articles posted from the show. Also, don't forget, if you need to ask me a question, you can shoot me an email there. You can make it part of the show. And our wellness providers, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way that we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. And our team is growing every single day. Check out the web. You can go to mywellnessproviders.com. Check it out there. We're going to go to the phones now and go to John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
I'm living well. What's going on?
Well, I've got a bit of a nagging back issue.
Okay.
Been to my local general practitioner, referred me to a back specialist at a pain clinic, and they did several MRIs, and basically, I didn't get a whole lot of help out of them, really. I wasn't sure how, I guess, they told me they didn't find anything, but it's a really, really bad back pain in one particular spot in my back, and I guess my question is, how do I present this to them? What questions do I need to ask, or I guess, what do I need to say to this doctor or these doctors so that I get the right answers? And I'm sure you probably need to ask me some questions too, but I'm just not sure how to approach this so that I get the result that I'm looking for.
Here's the deal. Well, a couple things. First, with your doctors and who you've been working with, I mean, have they laid out for you? Well, have they laid out for you any options at all, or are you just kind of stuck where you are? You know what I mean? I mean,
let me be honest with you real quick. I kind of got the impression that they thought I was trying to get some pain medication or something out of them, and that's
never
been
an issue
at all. And I don't take any drugs. I don't take anything. I eat organic foods. I'm fairly healthy. I'm just a fairly bad back pain for a little over a year. MRIs, and I keep getting the same response every time. There's nothing there. We don't see anything. And I'm not sure if it could be something else. Somebody suggested I could have gallstones or something, but I would think they would see something like that on an MRI, but I don't know that, but I'm just not sure what to say or how to approach it correctly.
And is the pain going down the leg at all, or is it localized? Like, is it in one area?
Absolutely, all the way down to the bottom of my foot.
Only on one side, though, right?
Only on the right side, yes, sir.
And have you gone to a chiropractic physician yet?
I've not been to a chiropractic physician, no.
I would do that. Here's why. I would just go get an evaluation, an opinion. Typically, in the medical side of things, what we do is, you hear the options. The option is, you've got a pain like that, you've got a neuropathy of some type that tracks down the nerve, goes into the foot, okay? Go in, we do an MRI, and everything looks clear. We don't really see a bulge, we don't see anything major. So at that point, we're going to give you pain meds and some anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers, and let's see how it does in a couple of weeks, okay? Now, typically, what will happen, first of all, let me just tell you this. For you to have that kind of pain, there's an issue going on with the disc in between the bones and the vertebra and the nerve. There's irritation around the nerve, period. Okay? That is what it is. So whether they see it, only if they see it on MRI are they going to do anything. Now, the options are, they're still going to do the pain meds, anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers, send you home 2 weeks. Hopefully the inflammation will go down, symptoms will go away, and then you won't have to have surgery. If it persists and it stays bad and it's nagging, they're going to suggest some form of surgery, most probably, if there's something they can verify it with the testing. So that's pretty normal. The reason I like the option of chiropractic physician in this kind of situation is they give you several non-surgical options, and they're experts at what they do. So it's not just like cracking your neck and that's it. It's literally, there's things like decompression therapy, where if there is some degeneration in the disc in between the bones, there's some decompression that can be done that can help the disc stay healthy. And it's non-surgical. So there's that option. If the spinal bones are out of alignment, they can be worked on. Osteopathic physicians do this as well. They're called DOs. But that type of opinion and that type of option is not expensive. Insurance covers it normally if you do have insurance. And it would be a good thing to do, a good opinion to have for what you're dealing with. Because, I mean, you're it's a real rock and a hard place kind of deal to be stuck in because, again, the medical treatments, there's not a lot offered. So that's why you kind of get these answers, or you kind of get looked at like, you know, this guy's just wanting pain meds. You know, you kind of get that. You're in a spot where you don't need to be because you're in pain, you don't feel good. And what is your age, again, by the way? Like, what do you...
36.
Yeah, so you're young, man. So what I would do is go get an evaluation from one of those type doctors and just see as an opinion. And if they offer treatments, maybe do a couple of weeks and see if you get any relief at all. Sometimes that can be resolved pretty quickly. But, you know, I don't know because I don't know the overall situation of what you got going. But that would be a good situation. It's not so much of a supplemental issue like, you know, hey, take this supplement or eat these foods. Those will come into play and they'll be important. And if you want to call me back, we can kind of hit those a little bit. But first, go get an evaluation because by the docs looking at it from, I guess, more of an alternative perspective, non-surgical is probably a better way to put it. You'll know exactly what you're dealing with and then be able to come up with a good overall action plan, okay? Keep me posted, though, how it goes. Be glad to hear about it. All right, 888-283-7272. Right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
you've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a provider in your area, make sure to go to the website and find all your information there as well. Quote for the day comes from Lillian Hellman. It's a sad day when you find out that it's not accident or time or fortune, but just yourself that kept things from you. Powerful. Too much TV is now linked to kids' bad behavior. If you go to a pediatrician on a regular basis, you know, one thing the American Academy of Pediatrics always teaches is to limit TV watching to about 1 to 2 hours a day. Read to your kids on a regular basis and don't let the TV just be a big distractor for them. So they're saying too much television may lead to this bad behavior. There's a new British study. Video games did not seem to have a similar effect. Researchers at the University of Glasgow in Scotland tracked 11,000 children between 2000 and 2002. Parents were asked to describe their kids' conduct and emotional symptoms, as well as how much time their kids spent watching television or playing video games. And the children who watched 3-plus hours of TV at age 5 were 13% more likely to fight with their peers and steal at ages 5 to 7. While playing electronic games at 5 years was not associated with increased risk of problems, according to researchers. But watching TV may not be entirely to blame. Kids who spend excessive time in front of the TV may also be physically inactive and have difficulty sleeping, and those could be contributing factors as well. So, you know, I'm a big fan of definitely turning the tube off with your kids and spending more time with them, obviously, but also, you know, doing things more educational. They've got a lot of educational type videos and things out that your kids can learn from. So it's not that the TV watching is bad. It's actually what you put on there that becomes the ultimate challenge. So that's definitely one thing to look into, because, I mean, our kids, it's everything. And the younger they are, the more impressionable they are. And that really is what's the most important. So keep an eye on that if you have little ones. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Cold sores, they say, may be a sign of cognitive issues in everyday health. They said the cold sores and, of course, the virus that can cause them could have major issues long-term. Researchers at Columbia University in New York and University of Miami in Florida found that people with higher levels of herpes simplex type 1 virus antibodies in their blood were more likely to have cognitive problems. For the study, researchers collected data on about 1,600 people with an average age of 69 in New York City. Blood samples were tested for 5 common low-grade infections, herpes simplex types 1 and 2, and the cytomegalovirus, chlamydia, and Helicobacter pylori, which is, of course, pretty common. Participants with higher levels of any of these types of infection in the blood were 25% more likely to have a low score on the cognition test called the mini mental state exam. The link was actually greater among poorly educated women in Medicaid or Medicare with no health insurance. And those who did not exercise also had lower scores. So interesting, that's for sure. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call right now. We'll go over to Jerry on the phones. Hi, Jerry.
Yes. Hello, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm living well. What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call. I've listened to your program a lot, and I had a question for you. I'm 46 years old. There's a history of high blood pressure in my family, my father and my siblings. For about 4 years now, I've been taking 10 milligrams of lisinopril a day, and I've tried to control a lot of it with my diet. That didn't seem to help, so just in the last month, my doctors upped me up to 20 milligrams of lisinopril. And I've been on that for about a month now, but I'm also noticing as I get my blood pressure checked, it's dropped a little bit, but I'm still hanging around like 140 over 98. And I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do apart from the medicine to maybe help that come down, and what you would advise for that.
Well, what have you done so far? Have you made any changes, or has your doctor made any changes?
As far as my diet, I eat fairly healthy. I don't eat regular meals. I travel a lot. But as far as my activity, I don't exercise regularly. I'm not overweight. I weigh about 185. I'm 5'11". But I do a lot of projects around my house. I do a lot of landscaping and painting and different things out in the yard. So I'm active during the day. Thus far, my doctor hasn't suggested anything as far as diet. I try to watch my salt intake, but I'm just kind of getting concerned as I get older. I know they say, you know, that high blood pressure is cause for strokes and heart problems, and I just don't want that to happen. I do have a history of that with my grandparents.
Okay. So having a history like that and having those concerns, and they said that that's a major factor. Did they tell you that that was just something that's expected and is what it is and you're kind of stuck with it?
I think so. My doctor was concerned about my stress level, which, you know, I live out in the middle of an Amish community, so I don't have very much stress level. I'm single. I have a fairly good life. I enjoy my life that I have, but she's pretty much told me this looks like something I'm going to have to live with, but she has expressed some concern that we couldn't get it down where it needed to be.
You typically can. What is your height and weight right now?
I'm 5'11 and 185.
Okay. And how many days a week are you exercising, pretty much?
I probably, as far as regimented exercise program, I don't do that. But I probably spend 3 or 4 hours out in the yard, digging in the garden, painting the house or working in the shrubs. A lot of projects around the home, laying brick and stone. So I stay pretty active.
But you don't do what I like to call focused exercise, right?
Right. I have not. I have not done that.
Okay. Yeah. That's a big key. It's a real big key. So one of the things you want to do when you deal with blood pressure issues at all, I'll tell you an easy one, is getting what we call a mini trampoline, kind of one of those little, it's called a rebounder, but it's a little small trampoline. There's some real good studies on that they've done. And, you know, jumping on a mini trampoline, say 5 to 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, makes a huge difference, they say, in blood pressure. And, you know, these things cost like $100. There's a real good company that makes them called Urban Rebounder. And you go to urbanrebounder.com or like Dick's Sporting Goods, those kind of places have them. But they're really good. It creates a pumping mechanism. It pumps the lymphatic system, which helps lower blood pressure. And, of course, there's supplements out there that can help, too. But your diet is a big key. I mean, outside of like a low-sodium diet, which is pretty common for blood pressure, it's about the quality of foods that you eat on a regular basis. And that's what I would focus on. Because your low-inflammatory foods, your overall dietary habits, that's going to play a big role. You know, especially in the way that you support it and regulate it. Because, I mean, the medicine manages, but it doesn't correct it, right? So you want to make sure you're doing things that you can kind of get to the root cause. Because just because grandma had it or grandpa had it doesn't mean you're stuck with it. That's just, you know, all genetics and it is what it is. Cardiovascular health can be helped tremendously by your lifestyle habits. And you're young, you know, what is your age right now? Jerry?
I'm 46.
Yeah, you're 46. Okay. So being 46, you're still really young. There's a lot of room and a lot of time to make some changes. Now, if you had to exercise 5 days a week, could you make that happen?
Yes, I could definitely make that happen.
Yeah, no major injuries or anything?
No, not at all.
Yeah, you just gotta make the time. What I always say is start out for like the first month and don't have any major expectations from yourself as far as, you know, going in there and working out like Arnold Schwarzenegger or running like some Iron Man. You just go in and the first thing you want to do is establish a habit. And the habit is to go 5 days a week and just exercise for about 20 to 30 minutes. That's it. Yeah, I don't care what it is. Treadmill, ride a bike, do some weight training. But just go in there consistently and develop that habit, because that is the first step. Then once you get the habit developed in the baby steps, you can go in and either get with a trainer or start learning better ways to get higher levels of intensity and get better results. But you kind of, you know, you build your way into it. But the bottom line is to be successful and to do well. But I'll tell you, that plays a big role. Some supplements that are good just to throw out there for you to do some research on. L-citrulline, L-arginine together have both shown some real promise. Magnesium deficiencies are pretty common, too, with blood pressure-related issues. So you might want to look at that. Garlic is also known, whether you eat the cloves of garlic or take the supplement form, to be very helpful. But keep me posted on how it's going. It's all about developing a good lifestyle plan. Are you looking for for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Now, it's interesting with guys, prostate issues are on the rise, of course, and we're seeing that more and more. But did you know that early baldness may mean early prostate cancer? It's true. Going bald, which is not a cool thing at all, but to go along with that, you've got to deal with prostate issues. They say that it's an early risk and a high risk for prostate cancer, especially if you're African-American. That's a new finding from the study in the American Association for Cancer Research. In the Journal of Cancer Epidemiology, it said the researchers reported on more than 300 African-American men with prostate cancer. More than 200 controls in the study were participated in a study of clinical outcomes. And the men had either a full head of hair or frontal or vertex crown baldness. We focused on African-American men because they are at highest risk for developing prostate cancer, more than twice the likelihood to die from prostate cancer than other groups in the U.S., said Sharnita Ziegler-Johnson at the Center for Clinical Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Now, that is a mouthful. Although it's a high-risk group for poor prostate cancer outcomes, no published study has focused on evaluating baldness as a potential risk factor. It's been one, though, for a long time. Researchers found 69% increased risk of prostate cancer among the men with any form of baldness. Risk for advanced prostate cancer diagnosis doubled in men with frontal baldness, and an association was even stronger among African-American men who were diagnosed with prostate cancer before the age of 60. So early onset baldness may be a risk factor for early prostate cancer. In the United States, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men, with the highest rates in the African-American community, obviously. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it's the second most common cause of death with most U.S. men. In 2009, more than 200,000 men in the U.S. were diagnosed with prostate cancer, and more than 28,000 died. A 2011 study published in the Annals of Oncology found that androgen hormones like testosterone that drive male development may play a huge role in both male pattern baldness and the prostate cancer. So although the link there is unknown, higher levels of testosterone or testosterone metabolites like DHEA may be responsible, said Ryan Welter, who's a physician. He's a hair transplant surgeon at the New England Center for Hair Restoration, about the new study. So I think the data is showing a relationship between baldness and prostate cancer that goes well beyond coincidence. And what is possible is that baldness and the prostate cancer are the result of similar hormone influences. Well, yeah, that's obviously the case. Although the Annals study concluded that androgens did not actually cause prostate cancer, further research could show that baldness is an important risk factor for prostate cancer. Baldness and prostate cancer incidents both increase with age, and although peak incidences are different with baldness, it's discovered that they both have a strong coincidence. So it's interesting. I mean, the whole prostate cancer issue, we're seeing it more and more, and it's becoming as almost as popular as women in dealing with breast cancer. So it's really become the big one that guys are dealing with, that's for sure. Check us out on the web. You got a question, go to healthcoachradio.com. Send me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to go to John now. Hi, John. Welcome.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, sir. What's going on?
Tonight, I was hearing you talking about people trying to quit smoking, and you were talking about your grandmother quitting. Do you recall that?
I do.
Okay, anyway, I just wanted to offer my expertise on, for whatever it's worth. It's just maybe another way somebody might be able to quit smoking. and it's actually through cognitive therapy. And years ago, I was in college, and I have a degree in psychology, and teacher was issuing students. We each had to do a demonstration on different therapies, and say like behaviorism, psychoanalysis, and so anyway, I was given cognitive therapy, and I did a little research and studying on it, and I got some information from the American Heart Association, and something I got from them caught my attention. It said that when you smoke a cigarette, whether you smoke one, or you've been smoking for 20 years, or you just smoked your first cigarette, every cigarette has nicotine in it, some level of nicotine. And what I read was that nicotine goes directly, when you smoke the cigarette, that nicotine goes directly into your bloodstream. And that nicotine, which I also read is more, which is the most highly addictive substance on face of the earth. It takes, this was a medical fact according to this brochure I read. It takes 72 hours to get this nicotine out of your bloodstream. Okay?
Right.
But right there, that is, that 72 hours is, constitutes exactly 3 days. And what people don't understand when they quit smoking, is you're miserable as hell when you quit because your body is unconsciously craving that. Again, that's called a physiological dependence. And
it is.
Your body
the dependence really gets to a place where it affects the dopamine receptors. And, you know, those dopamine receptors are really what the nicotine plays off of. And so when you use things naturally like nicotinic acid, or you do things to build up dopamine receptors, you can really make a difference in somebody that's looking to quit. But that's a real good commentary piece on that. I appreciate you bringing that up. But yeah, the cognitive therapy is also a great form of helping people quit smoking and kind of move on to a different habit. A lot of times it's called replacement therapy. You can go in and pick something different that will pull your mind off of it, like exercise. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's welcome home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.